Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to the fourth and final hour here, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. My name is Frank Whalen, hence the witty title of the program. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. And if you go to our website there, you'll see a link to our guest's website, and that is, of course, www.shatteredthedarkness.com. .net. Please welcome back to the program, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Thank you so much, my friend, for all that you've done for us here this evening.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I know it's later where you are, so thank you again.
Right.
Well, let's keep the calls coming, my friends. Pastor Russ has agreed to stay on for the fourth and final hour. It's an amazing feat, honestly, and sometimes I know when I'm sitting here, Russ, that I know it's only because of God's will that I'm able to do this. But for somebody like yourself, it's fantastic, and we really appreciate it. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Russ in Texas. Welcome to the show.
Frank, thank you very much. This is an outstanding program this evening.
Thank you.
I've been a listener since RBN started, consistently. And I don't hardly ever call in because I can't learn anything while I'm talking. And there's so many other people that I would much rather listen to than myself. But I really want to thank you. The format of this show, being 4 hours, is the only way that this kind of depth and this kind of information can really get out.
Amen.
And the only reason that happens is because of the commitment that you've made. And I think you're a real treasure.
Wow. I completely do not deserve that.
Well,
but thank you for saying it.
It's
very much.
I mean it very much.
Thank you.
I have a word for Gary. That I've heard it said that man is made with a God-shaped void in our heart.
Mm.
And we try to fill that void with everything else, but it doesn't fit.
Mm.
And then we finally find something that does fit, and that's God himself.
Yeah, and there's no mistake
once you find
in that
feeling. There's absolutely no mistake in it. We are made in his image, and we are made with the benevolence and the love that that he manifests every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't get that, then we're missing out.
Yes.
It's there for us to find.
Excellent.
Also, Mary Ann, when she was talking about the name Yahweh, etc., there's a fantastic book by Gail Ripplinger, Dr. Gail Ripplinger, entitled The New Age Bible Versions. And in that book, she collates all of the different Bible versions. And, takes each chapter, each verse, etc., and just puts them next to each other throughout the different chapters. And what she found is, well, the main point that I want to make regarding her book is that she says that we are to put on the whole armor of God. In other words, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all defensive weapons. Okay, those are all defensive armor. We have one piece of offensive armor, and that is the sword. And the sword is the word.
Ah.
And if we are going into battle with an adversary as cunning as Satan and his minions, we'd better have the sharp, undulled word of God. I think that's important. In other words, as Pastor Russ said, these spiritual doorways that get opened are very legalistic.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to defeat a legalistic argument is with the pure truth,
mm-hmm.
the pure, unfettered, unwatered-down truth. So I think the having the true word of God is important.
Mm-hmm.
One of the examples she gives in her book on the different Bible versions, she says, first of all, I think there's 23 entire verses that have been omitted from, the NIV. But mm-hmm. she said, in one word, God says to be humble. Well, of course, the word used in the translation is to humiliate.
Oh, interesting. Let me ask you guys to hang on, and of course, I'm sure everybody knows, we've talked about it before on this program, the New International Version copyright is owned by one Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Fox News. Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate. including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, into his fourth hour of staying up insanely late here with us, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Thank you so much, sir.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Let's get back to Russ in Texas. Go ahead, Russ.
Thank you very much, Frank. What I was saying about Gail Riplinger's book is that, as she said, God did never say that man would preserve his word. God said that he would preserve his word. So I believe that we can trust in the Bible, and I've vacillated on that issue some, too. Mm-hmm. But what Pastor Russ said earlier really drove the point home to me also, is that, you know, we can trust in him.
Amen.
Michael Hoffman II, have you ever heard of him, Pastor?
Sure have.
He wrote a terrific book called Masonic Mind Control. And one of the quotes in that book I've actually committed to memory because to me it was so important, and it really kind of paints a picture of what we're talking about here. He said, quote, "What the alchemical managers have bred over a millennia is a human race of the most wretched stupidity and ignorance unrivaled in thousands of years. These blind slaves are told they're free and highly educated, even as they continue to march behind signs and symbols that would cause a medieval peasant to run screaming from them in panic-stricken terror. The symbols that modern man embraces with the naive trust of an infant would be tantamount to a billboard reading, 'This way to your death and enslavement,' to the understanding of a traditional peasant of antiquity," unquote.
Wow.
Powerful words.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
In other words, you know, 2,000 years ago, if somebody saw an occult sign, an occult symbol, something that was one of Satan's marks, they knew what it was, and they knew to stay away from it. Today, we are absolutely inundated with it, and people don't see it.
Greatest trick the devil ever pulled, right?
I'm sorry?
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled, convincing the world he does not exist.
Amen. I've said that a zillion times, Frank.
Amen.
Pastor, you said, when you were talking to Gary, you said that he should surrender. You know, I wonder if maybe that the way that was couched is maybe not one of the ways that Satan has used also to twist things around like he does in those New Age Bible versions. In other words, for me to surrender, that's a hard thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to trust in God and know that he's my sufficiency, to me that's a lot easier.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but there is, you know, even repentance deals with surrender. Even the scriptures tell us
surrender of your own free will.
Romans chapter 12, about offering yourself, the idea of yielding. The very word yield has that idea. And or like we go to the Old Testament, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow the Lord will do a great thing. There's a numerous scriptural terms in reference to humbling yourself, yielding, surrendering, which means instead of going your own way, that's what metanoia, the Greek word, means in repentance. Instead of going your own way, turn around and yield to the truth. And yeah,
amen.
Surrender cannot be used without using the word trust. If all you do is repent and never trust, then it's misery,
right?
Because you're just going around in circles. You need to repent. That means turning around, surrendering to God, and then ultimately, obviously, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in trusting him, but in the approach of counseling, trusting him as Savior and Lord, but also as healer and deliverer, and also as counselor and king, That's what Gary needs, because he has different points of damage in his life. Jesus can speak his word to him. Jesus can bring direct healing. Jesus can bring direct deliverance.
Amen. I used to have a pastor here that said, "People, I've read the job description. I'm not qualified to be God."
Well, God bless him. That's wonderful.
Yeah, Frank, let me close so somebody else can get on. But I have one thing here since Pastor Russ just mentioned King.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I would recommend this to Gary, too. It's a magnificent book written by back in the early 90s by Dr. Jeff Baker entitled Checkmate, The Game of Princes.
Mm.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
Fantastic book.
Wow.
At the end of the chapter, the last part of the book, he says, here comes the king. The princes feel that they have moved all of the pieces into all of the right positions. They are poised to declare check and take control, declaring themselves king as they establish their new world order.
Mm.
But there is yet another prince coming, the Prince of Peace, and it is he who has been declared by and throughout all eternity king. And it is he, when all the plays have been made and all of the players revealed, who will thunder from heaven, checkmate.
Ah, wow. That's fantastic.
God bless you, Pastor. I really appreciate the dialogue. You are a trooper for hanging in here with Frank for 4 hours. Frank, I love you.
Hey, vice versa, brother.
God bless.
Thank you so much. You know, Pastor Rest, right there, a perfect example of why I come to work every day. It's to learn. And I learn so much from the guests, and I learn so much from the calls.
Amen, man.
Amen. Vicki in Kentucky, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank.
Hi.
Pastor Rest.
Yes.
I have been, I've loved the Lord all my life, even as a little child, though I wasn't saved at the time. Raised in the military, lived through a coup d'etat in Ankara, Turkey.
Mm.
Have been scalded, been in a wreck where I was pronounced dead 3 times. I have fallen from a rope down into a gully, acting silly when I shouldn't have been, but didn't get hurt. I've run through glass doors. I've been a street kid for 3 years. I had tumors, malignant tumors, when I was an infant. I was scalded. Been there, done that, in other words.
Yeah.
Also was rejected as a child. I was a throwaway child, or teenager. Had a child taken away from me after I married, and the parents didn't approve.
Hmm.
Broke the marriage up. And my question, which for years and years, I, like most people, cried, why me, why me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have come to realize that God allows things in our lives to help us grow.
Mm-hmm.
And now I say, thank you, Lord, because of what I've been through, I am who I am now.
Amen. That is a powerful realization, Vicki.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people don't survive that.
Yeah, well, I realize this. I had my oldest son taken from me. He has a pituitary tumor. It's just a lot, you know.
Yeah.
a great deal. But I have let it go. Mm. It's still, like you said, it still hurts. The memories are still there. Mm. But I have a lot of forgiveness in my heart. And I know that it has helped me grow. But my question is, why would one person be picked out to be tormented and abused the way I have been all my life? Is this a curse, or is this to help me grow?
Or both.
Stronger, or both.
Well, Vicki, Lord bless you in the midst of your walk. Thank you for hanging on to him in the midst of all that you've been through.
Amen.
Well, he's all I've had.
Well, and you know what? He's the best thing.
That's
sure.
Right.
And the difficulty is that in a fallen world, we've all gone through hell.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been beat up, and that's what a fallen world and our sin and Satan's presence in the world does.
Right.
Job went through it, and he's written down as an example, as we read in James, 5,
right,
for all of us who go through some of the same things. Because
mm-hmm.
over the years, 30-some years, I've heard so many stories, been so many funerals, held so many people, and have prayed with and gone through so many things with people, that it is. There's so much damage
right.
in a fallen world. And that's, we're not living in God's world in the sense that the way he created in Genesis 1 and 2.
Right.
After the fall of the human race, the fragmentation came in every single area of existence,
mm-hmm.
spiritually, physically, psychologically, economically, ecologically, everything has been affected.
Right.
So that we have trauma here. Jesus came. He's the rescuer. He came as the deliverer, as the healer, as the savior. And even the salvation we experience here and the heights of it is but a taste of what is to come, Vicki. So there's going to be a day, we read in Revelation, where he's going to wipe away every tear. We're going to see God face to face. And he will even then wipe away what things that, painful things that we've been through. And I would say count on him now to still wipe away things. And you've done the right thing, where there needs to be forgiveness.
Right.
Surrendering that to the Lord in the sense, doing what God says to do. And in obedience to the Lord, that's where you find strength and protection. Psalm 119 talks about the power of the word, about reviving the soul, being a light to your, light for your path, and better than all the other counselors and so forth. So that's where you're going to keep getting strength. And I don't think you've been singled out. I think that in a fallen world, we all go through stuff, and we see Jesus being the high example and paying the biggest price as the most and really only innocent person ever. So I would just say that, you're not singled out, but that you've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You really have. And but in every point of what you've been through, again, Jesus is the answer. He has an answer.
Mm-hmm.
He has a way of ministering to you. And if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, you're going to read about how, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who what? Comforts us in all of our troubles. The word philipsis means the pressures.
Right.
All the pressures you went through. And let him keep ministering to each one of those so that you can eventually turn around and minister to others with the exact same ministering you received.
Well, this is something I have done. I have been, I've ministered to people who have gone through things similar to what I've gone through, maybe different levels and so mm-hmm. forth. I have also always had a certain level of discernment, and I have witnessed to people in the occult, into Satanism and witchcraft and homosexuality, and I have even experienced physical attacks by demonic forces.
Let me jump in here, folks. I'm sorry. Another quick break, folks. Only 3 minutes, though. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio when we return.
Headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Frankly Speaking Radio is what you're listening to, and I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening from ShadowTheDarkness.net is welcome back, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Thank you again, Russ, so much for all of your time and all this incredible and empowering information. I mean, I just listening to you interact with the callers, it's just been a real blessing for me.
Well, it's been a good time, and God has providentially used it and will continue, I believe, as many, many, many others who have probably not been able to call in. We just pray for them and ask God's blessing on their lives, too, and for the Lord Jesus to reach out to them tonight.
Absolutely, and he is doing so. I really believe that. And every single line is full and has been since we went to call, so you've really generated some passion here this evening. Let's get back to Vicki in Kentucky. Vicki, go ahead.
That was my question,
okay.
Whether or not he thought I may have been singled out.
Right, like a generational curse.
Right, because
okay.
This has been going on since infancy. That's when I had the malignant tumors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
And turned around and was scalded from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Ooh. And when I was in the Shriners Hospital, of course, my mother and dad were entrapped into that mess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, I was wondering, if because God had his hand on me so strongly, Satan has done everything in his power to destroy me.
Mm.
Well, I can agree with that. I mean, that's like Job, you know, that whole issue with Job. And people have always argued, you know, I've heard, you know, people come to me and say, well, you know, God just played games with Job's life, whatever. I said, well, you know what? Let's listen to what Job says. Job doesn't, he doesn't blame God, curse God, or anything else. Nor does he say, hey, God, you and Satan are just playing a game with me. No, he comes to know God like he's never known before.
Exactly.
I've heard of, you know, and so I would say, yes, I really do believe, like Peter, he was singled out. The early disciples, you know, Jesus said, you know, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you, beat you guys up as we, you know, to blow you guys out of the waters.
Right.
And so there is a specific attack that Satan can bring, you know, to servants, and we understand that. And the more you engage the enemy and you get people cursing you and doing things, but I would say every believer is singled out because the Word, you know, tells us this in Peter chapter 5,
right.
Your enemy, the devil, he's prowling around looking. He looks for who he can devour.
Well, even when I was saved, as a teenager, I was verbally reprimanded and told that the only reason I did that was for spite.
Mm.
You know, so it's just, that's the reason I think it bears on my mind so much.
Yeah.
Is because every step toward the light I tried to take, the darker it seemed to fall in around me.
Sure.
Opposition. Well, I think that if you focus again on the Lord Jesus, his power, his authority, look what his word says. Continue to keep it very, very strong in your heart and life. And know that he's come to give you victory in the midst of those things.
Right.
And you may be able to minister to more people than some, you know, can.
Right.
Because if you've been through the stuff and God has come into your life and ministered to you in the midst of those things, then you have capacity. You have real. That's again Second Corinthians chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Paul talks about how being under such pressure, they felt the sentence of death, like the legal Greek term there, meaning that it's almost like the death sentence was given to them.
Right.
So they understood that pressure far beyond what he could bear. Here's the Apostle Paul saying it's beyond what we can bear. But then he says, "But thanks be to God, you know, and that Jesus delivered him. He'll continue to deliver." And he also thanks people for the prayers that help in that deliverance.
Sure.
Right. Well, it seems like every time I have experienced anything like this, I would get beaten down so bad that I just felt like there was no hope. And then just like that, the Lord pulled me out.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, amazing. Even before I had any conception as to what it was about, I had that realization.
Mm-hmm. That's
and though
fantastic.
Though I have not always walked the walk and been faithful, I've always known that the Lord was there.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever I stumbled and fell, he was there picking me up and dusting me off and saying, let's do it again.
Mm.
So,
well, and obviously Philippians 1:6 tells us he begins a good work in you, he'll carry it on to completion, to the day of Christ. So he's going to work in your life all the way through the end.
Right.
Now, I also say to all believers, Jude 20 says, build yourself up in your most holy faith. And that's one thing that I don't have to wait till Sunday for the preacher to pour in the Word of God to me on a daily basis. I used to preach from the pulpit. If you don't have anybody to preach to you, preach to yourself.
Exactly.
Get the Word of God out, preach it to yourself, cling to it, know it, and you could do it on a daily basis. Really, you know, that's what prayer time is, and worship before the Lord and embracing him in a consistent way. And Vicki, you've been through a lot, and I think that God will give a lot for you to offer others. And just let him, focus on just being a servant and just being his witness to the world around you. Because others are going to be laying on the ground left and right, especially in these days. There are so many
folks out
there.
Oh, it's going to get so bad.
I mean, just you've got to imagine, the psych wards are packed, the counseling centers are packed, people are bleeding, and they need what you have, Jesus Christ, who delivers, saves, heals, sustains you, and you won't give them up, will you?
No, sir.
That's right.
God
There's
bless
no
you,
way.
Vicki.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you
much.
Both.
Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad that you're here with us, folks. We got about 25 minutes left in the program, and the pleasure of our guest company, Pastor Rust Izdar. Thank you again so much.
Frank, I appreciate being here and just all that's happening right now.
Oh, amen. Amen. Let's keep the calls coming here, folks. We're going to do our best to fit every single one of these in the next 25 minutes. We will not be able to, but we will do our best. Bert in Ohio, welcome to the program, brother.
And Frank.
How are you?
Very good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Hello, Pastor Russ. I just want to say that you're very inspiring to listen to, and I can also pick up on the fact that you are speaking with authority with the things you say.
Mm-hmm.
I got a very personal question I want to ask. I grew up with a dad that was a disabled vet, and he had Agent Orange, like, really super bad, and I watched him for, like, 40 years.
Wow.
And it was a very, I mean, so I have like 40 years of anger that built up because of it. And I've tried to, I've been delivered from the trappings I've been caught up in, you know, first and foremost. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I try to do the best I can with what I got. One of the things I've tried to do is I always find myself in the most precarious situations. I was in music once, and I still have the hauntings of it that come back, like, over and over again. I used to live in Florida. I moved up here because I got I almost got signed on to a label called Metal Blade. I was doing speed metal, got into a bunch of crap over that, walked on it, didn't sign. Had a lot of things happen to me because my result of turning my back, I feel that I was, like, basically being beat up on because I didn't play ball. I came up, I joined a blues band, got away from it, came up here, like the third day I was here. You remember the band Wasp?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the third day I was here, man, I just fell into this situation up here where the remaining members of Wasp, minus Blackie Lawless, was wanting a bass player, you know. Got mixed up in that, turned my back on it. The good thing that happened out of that was is that two of the nephews to the new lead singer, I shared the gospel with them, and they got saved, and then they all moved to Austin, Texas.
Wow. Fantastic.
So, yeah, I never told you about that, Frank.
No, that's new to me.
Yeah, there's people all around that can verify that all these things did take place.
Wow.
So this is no pie in the sky stuff.
It's fantastic stuff, Bert.
Yeah, you know, but what I've tried to do, and the issue is the anger that, mm-hmm. I mean, man, look, it's here to stay because of what I've watched my dad go through because of his service, you know, for his country.
Who are you angry at?
Just the whole situation, watching him hurt every day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like God or government?
No,
or
just the situation.
I mean,
just everything involved around mm-hmm. the treatment by the VA.
Yeah, everything,
you know,
sure.
The whole enchilada that comes with being raised by a 100% disabled Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
What I've tried to do, and I'm always finding myself in precarious situations. I was a songwriter, bass player, published poet, and all that good stuff. It means nothing to me, but all I want to do is try to find avenues to share Christ with others. And what I'm trying to find out is, and I think you can help me with this, is it scripturally sound to try to take that anger instead of trying to, you know, ignore it or try to use it in a way that I can reach others to go places and ask questions and do things that your normal sideline Christians won't do.
What an excellent question.
You know, and am I wrong scripturally for taking that approach? And Frank can verify that, man, I'm in the mix, you know,
yeah.
And I'll go there and I won't, you know, and I don't care because I love the Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So and I just want to know, what advice would you have for someone like me who refuses to lay down and sure. be taken over by my skeletons from the past, like my dad's condition? He passed away recently, which we talked about on the show as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I think it's important to know Ephesians 4:26 down where it says, be angry, but don't sin. You know, we cannot escape the fact that we're going to get angry at stuff. I'm angry at some people that slaughtered and killed a girl here in Deerfield, Ohio.
Ugh.
I'm
yeah.
angry that they didn't, you know, that we turned, you know, that we went after the guy and turned information, but yet another girl was also slaughtered and killed. When I think of the way that he killed her and the way that he did things, there's times that anger in that sense motivates me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went in, you know, I mean, his kind of anger, and God has anger concerning sin and the issue of sin. So I want to say this, that sometimes that kind of, you know, a godly anger like that can make us move us towards seeing things, you know, a justice brought about and issues occurring. But in the propelling of my life, it's the love of God. It's what propels me the most. So if I get, you know, if I'm angry, you know, the Bible says hate what is evil in Romans 12 too, and so there's that sense that we have, Bert, but be angry, don't sin, don't let the sun go down in your anger, give the devil a topon, a legal right. So you've got to kind of gauge before the Lord whether or not a deep seated anger then that's there, that all of a sudden you find that other issues, that anger finds an avenue to transfer out against other issues.
That's what I'm discovering now. I mean, my only motive, man, is I want people to have what I got in the Lord. That's all I really
sure.
care about.
There you go.
You know, and I'm not scared of these occult people, and I'm not, I mean, look, I've dealt with these Satanists ever since I walked in the rock and roll thing back when I was 19. So they mean nothing to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just I'm having to find and recreate different ways to make it to where I don't subject myself to any unnecessary drama when I seek out to do the things that I do, because these things come to me, man. I don't go to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just one. And so that is scripturally sound in my approach thus far. That's my main question, man. That's that's where I'm at on this.
Yeah, I'm just saying that again, the Word of God says, "Be angry, but don't sin." So it's not saying that you're not ever allowed to feel anger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what you're going to do with it is the vital point.
Yeah,
and not to have a kind of anger that gets deep seated and revengeful and bitterness and so forth, because it will give the enemy room to kind of attach to that and push you over the edge and go around like an angry man and everybody, you know, whatever. So Jesus wants you to get around, you know, look at the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, so forth. See that in Galatians 5. That's the ultimate disposition.
Okay.
Along the way, because really all those guys in rock and roll everywhere else, ultimately they need this personal love of God, and they need to be embraced. And I think you know that. You know the emptiness on the other side of the rock and roll world and the crashing and burning that occurs all the time. And so, Bert, I would just say this. As you're doing, take up the cross, follow Jesus. As you're serving him, I find along the way, he keeps healing this little aspect, speaking to that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 48, 17, and 18. He's the Lord your God, your Redeemer, the Holy One. Then it says this: he teaches you what is best and leads you in the way you should go. Just keep clinging to him, and he'll lead you even on the expression of whatever anger's left.
Wow.
All I got to say is this is why I've been listening to Frank for over 2 years, man, because he gives me the tools I need with the guests he brings on to do the things I need to do in my walk. Thank you very much, sir, and you've been a blessing to me. Thank you.
Amen.
Blessings, brother.
God bless you, Bert. Fantastic. You know, I said that was an amazing question, and it was, and an equally impressive answer. You know, something like that. I don't think I would have put it the same way as Bert, because I wouldn't have been able to put it as well as he put it. But it's an excellent, excellent question. And in this world of that we're born into, Pastor Russ, the deception, the injustice, it's easy to get into a situation where you have that anger, that righteous anger, but it can consume you. So it's a fantastic answer. Anyway. Steve in Texas, let's continue with the call. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, how you doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Pastor Russ. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Steve.
Sitting here listening to you, and I heard a couple things that I found kind of interesting. You mentioned something earlier about A Course in Miracles. Now, I've heard of that program before, but I'm really unfamiliar with it, and knew someone that apparently had studied it quite extensively or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what the deal was, but my impression of that individual was a very strange individual is the best that I can think to put it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of heard some stuff about that, and you know, some of what I heard him saying kind of made sense, but then again, like I say, he would just really seem to be very out there. And one of the other things that I was wondering about, have you ever heard of a man by the name of Emmett Fox? He was a writer late 1800s, early 1900s, I believe.
Sure have.
I'm sorry?
I sure have.
Okay.
And I know the Course in Miracles book was written by a lady psychologist who felt that something literally helped move her hand and write that material.
Hmm.
And it's a book used. You can buy it in any kind of New Age, you know, shop. You can buy it a lot of places like that. And I believe a spirit did guide her and direct her writings. But it wasn't the Spirit of God. That's the important thing, Steve. What led her, again, came out putting Jesus on the same level as Buddha and all the writings of Scripture on the same level of other, you know, so-called religious writings.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Course in Miracles will literally be a course in taking people further and further away from the real Christ and moving them into eclectic, spiritual, New Age experiences and keep them lost.
That'd be the New World Order's one world religion of sorts.
Sure, and all of that aids and abets the damnation of souls.
Mm. Wow. Fantastic stuff. Steve, anything else?
I was kind of wondering, what were some of your thoughts there on Emmett Fox? I mean, I've read one book that he wrote, which was basically a book on what was titled The Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of liked a lot of what he had to say. But then again, a lot of what he had to say was, like you say, a lot of this new age sounding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that did kind of make sense to me, though, and speaking of the Lord's Prayer, that extra line that is added in there that that is not in the Bible. Well, it's in some of the newer versions. I've recently got a New American Standard, and noticed in it that they have added that line in there about the last of the line that is not added in as when Jesus says pray like this.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Sure. Steve, can you listen off air?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, because we got to try to fly through these calls here. We have very limited time. Thank you. Pastor Russ, go ahead.
Just real quick, as far as, again, reading other authors, I've got 8,000 books sitting, right around me, right in this room that I'm talking from. And I love to read. I love to study everything. And that's what I really think that God has put in my heart to study and read. Mm-hmm. But it's very important that whoever we read, the grid is the Scriptures. Is the personal leading and direction of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, so sometimes when you read, even the best Christian writers, you always read them to get what, God's speaking, and it's really great to see how some of them speak to us and encourage us. I love reading some of the great historical, things that other believers have inspired and written, us with and whatever. But ultimately, I would still say, again, just the simplicity of knowing that of what Scripture speaks, the particular book he's referring to, I don't know, the one that he mentioned, Sermon on the Mount, so I can't speak on that.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep on just centering in on Jesus, the Word.
Sure.
And it's going to be a confusing spiritual time in these last days. But the centrality for us doesn't mean that we're going to be confused. The world would be.
Amen.
We can still know the truth, absolutely, and still have the assurance and be able to speak clearly with authority to the rest of the world.
Amen.
Because of it.
Well, the greatest lie is going to be 99% true. So when people read things and whatnot, because I me, Pastor Russ, I mean, I interview a lot of people coming from a lot of different places, and I find that even, somebody playing for a complete and total other side, an outright admitted Luciferian, and I've interviewed more than one of those, they reveal absolutely where their heart is and where their intent is. And to me, that's the truth. And they may make it seem appealing and certainly make it seem like it's the right way to go. But for me, I mean, I pray for discernment every day. And hopefully, people are able to see the things for what they are, which is, a very appealing lie, honestly. Let's go to Lynn in Texas. Quickly, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is about multiples and chosen ones who aren't fully healed. Once they have the Christian cores, they have the demonized parts. Can that still be triggered? You talk about the Black Awakening and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if they could still be triggered even with the Christian core. And do Luciferians ever give up trying to get them back? How long does it take?
Those are fantastic questions.
I've not seen where, the handlers and stuff totally give up. I've seen where they've been confounded and wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen where they don't have any more ability to trigger and pull people out. But because if we're talking, again, about a very complex thing, about the will being split up, about programming, it's not a simple thing to this date. We have seen that God has shown us more and more how multiples can be healed quicker, freed quicker than before, but it's still not a overnight process for any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this, that even I'd have to know the person. If I would say this, any multiple who still has cult loyal personalities on the side or sleeper personalities that have never been dealt with, and that the cult side is still the strongest side of them, there would be the possibility of being triggered. Sure, if mm-hmm. like I deal with a number even on a weekly basis here, let alone you know email wise and over mm-hmm. the phone. If they are still you know being triggered out, if they've got to be physically protected from being triggered out right now. And that just simply means that they still need to break through the programming, get those triggers removed, and have a sense of assurance within that there's nothing left for the cult, you know, handlers.
You know me.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I knew your voice. And,
yeah. Thanks.
And it's not over for you yet. But
okay.
The good news is this: you know, when you experience what Jesus did that one day, that was enough to break in.
Okay.
And God's going to take it all the way to the end.
Okay. Thanks.
Lynn, God bless.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You so much. Fantastic calls, every one of them this evening. Folks, please stay with us. We'll be back to wrap up the big show here in about 3 minutes with our special guest, an Iron Man in the radio realm. That would be one, Pastor Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Check it out. You won't be disappointed.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to The Dwindling Moments here, Frankly Speaking Radio, our Monday night slash Tuesday morning edition. Our special guest this evening for the entire program has been Pastor Russ Dizdar, the website www.shatterthedarkness.net. Pastor Russ, welcome back, sir.
Frank, it's been a great 4 hours.
Wow.
And we just are going to trust God to reach his hand out and minister to many of those folks that have called in. And I will, after I'm done off the phone here, be lifting up in prayer and trusting the Lord to touch their lives even more.
Amen. I'd like you to give out all of your contact info, if you would. I did go to your website and look up the contact thing. It looks like the graphics tend to wipe out some of the text as far as the email address and the phone number and all that. I don't know if that's intentional or if you've been hacked or if it's just a glitch or maybe it's just my computer, which is always a possibility.
Yeah, I'll have to check that. It should have on there that you can contact me email-wise at shatterxmail, it's S-H-A-T-T-E-R, the letter X, then mail, M-A-I-L, at sbcglobal.net. So shatterxmail at sbcglobal.net. And the phone number, actually there's two, the older line, 330-971-9015. Let me just give that one. That's
okay.
Probably an easy one for folks that's been around for 20 years.
Oh, great. I'll give it again.
Yeah,
330. Okay.
971-9015.
Okay. And shatterxmail at sbcglobal.net as well.
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. And what about you? You do podcasts as well?
Yeah, well, most of them have been on, like, the interviews, but we have been doing a lot of the classes and teachings and training seminars and stuff. We've been trying to add a lot of those up and pump those up on a weekly basis. There's a weekly newsletter we do that usually you would have interviews like this on it. And it would also have any of the one-hour training or podcast things, messages that I've done. Okay. They're on there every week. So that if they go to the website, they'll see where it says, add me to the update list.
Okay.
Well, then every week you'll get some of the newest stuff, things coming up, newest podcasts, stuff like that.
Wonderful. And how can people assist you? I mean, how can people help the effort?
I think the number one thing, and I know everybody asks for this, but I mean really intensified prayer. Mm-hmm. Just pray for us. That's what Paul asks all the time, pray for us. You know, if there's folks that want to help out otherwise, they can do that. I know you guys need that, and just prayerfully help out any way that the Lord shows you to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to offer this program up for you and your work anytime, and I mean that. If you've got some sort of emergency and you need to be on the air, you need to tell something, I mean, you let me know. It'll happen, okay? I promise you that. And I also wondered if you wouldn't mind maybe taking us out on with an inspirational word.
Well, yeah, great. I think the core of everything is that God has so loved us. You know, we read it in John 3:16. 3:17 says, He did not send His Son of the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Jesus Christ is the living Christ, raised from the dead, powerful to change a life. It begins with Him loving us and breaking down the barriers of sin and Satan, giving us the gift of eternal life, the gift of His presence, the Holy Spirit. And in Him is a solid hope and an assurance. And we hope that anybody hears it, they can turn to Jesus even right now, call on Him, and receive Christ tonight.
Amen. God bless you, sir, folks. We'll see you in 20 hours.